Welcome to the world today. My name is Frank Weltner. I am the librarian for JewWatch, the largest compendium of information about Jewish organizations and news on the internet today. In addition, I am the librarian and archivist for a new website, www.americanussr.com, which is already the largest compendium of history concerning the negative aspects of the United States of America, which the CIA, FBI, the presidency, the Congress, and all other agencies of the United States want you to know nothing about. Today is January the 27th, 2011. My name is Frank Weltner, and you're listening to The World Today. I've been working very, very hard on AmericanUSSR.com, and it's been paying off. More and more people are appearing every day to read the archive of information there that has to do with the United States of America. What these people are learning is that the United States is not what it's cracked up to be. It's not what you've been told. It's not the type of country that doesn't experiment on people because it believes in human rights. No, throughout its history it has experimented medically upon people, killing many of them in the midst of the experiments, including injecting little girls with plutonium, marching soldiers across Ground Zero in Nevada, a few minutes after an atomic bomb was exploded, which was so powerful that even though they were a mile away inside of a underground bunker, basically raw dirt that mimicked a foxhole, the blast was so grievous that they could see the bones of their hands through their closed eyes, and they had their hands over their face. They were then told to get up out of the trench and walk straight across the heated plain where the atomic bomb had been exploded. And they were told that nothing would happen to them, that they were perfectly safe. And they were so safe, as a matter of fact, that within 20 years all of them had died from leukemia. And the United States has used people like this over the centuries. They just really don't care about you or myself. The 9/11 buildings that came down, the United States was obviously complicit in that because they were pretending to look at a war game in which those airplanes were going to crash into the World Trade Center, when in fact they did crash into the World Trade Center. The people who were monitoring it were told false information. They didn't know that they were actually going to crash into the buildings, or they would have done something about it. So we could say that the United States is responsible for 9/11. No matter who flew the planes, the United States allowed it to happen. It's just too obviously coincidental that they would be having a test on the very day that that Arabs, Saudis actually, would steal two planes and fly them into those buildings. It's just too convenient. Nobody buys it. Everyone believes that 9/11 was an inside job. At least 80% of the American people do. But it's considered gauche to talk about that. If you say that 9/11 is an inside job, they consider you to be some sort of a freak. But the real freaks are in Washington, D.C., a capital where the Pentagon is right outside of the town, so that the militarists can just travel back and forth on trains to the White House and to the Congress, because the United States is so thick with wars going on that they have to be in contact constantly. And the interesting thing is there's this five-sided building down there, the Pentagon, which anyone in the ancient age would tell you was based on a satanic five-sided pentagon. And a lot of people made comments about that. But the fact that nothing but evil comes out of the Pentagon should tell us something about the shape. The shape's perfect. Well, I mean, it couldn't be in the shape of three sixes and be even more perfect. I think the five-sided Pentagon's just about right for the Pentagon, largest building in the Washington, D.C. area. And definitely, definitely, America is a warlike creature from hell. Because we're always at war, we're always invading people, we're always lying to people. We're always making friends with people like Saddam Hussein, telling them, why don't you send your troops into Iran for us, and we'll help pay for a war with Iran, we'll give you weapons of mass destruction and this and that. And then as soon as he announces peace with Iran, we go after him. That's America. America, the land that always steps on the people that it creates as friends. Then before they're done with them, they treat them as enemies. Ho Chi Minh was one of those people. Mao Zedong was one of those people. They were treated as friends, and then as soon as we were done with them, they became our enemies. For instance, Mao Zedong during World War II would find American pilots who got into China, and they would make sure that every one of them got back to the United States troops, or to the British troops, almost as fast as possible. Ho Chi Minh was the same way. Ho Chi Minh made his constitution after the American Constitution, and he had studied at the Ivy League colleges in America. He was very pro-American. So what did we do? We attacked his country, of course, because that is what we always do. We're a country that cannot be trusted. We're a country that claims that it believes in freedom of speech, yet our newspapers are owned by 2 or 3% of the smallest minority in America, who are the same people who ran the Soviet Union, the Judeo-Bolsheviks, and the bankers from New York who paid for the Soviet Union and who made a fortune off of the Cold War and off of the Soviet Union itself, arming people in all camps and loaning money for those arms so that the interest went to the banks, and kept those folks down there in New York quite wealthy, and they're still quite wealthy. Even though they destroyed the world's economy, we're still paying them money. And we always will, because, well, I guess that banking filth is the name of the game for America, because our congressmen and our senators and our president are all in office because they got money from these bankers for their campaigns. And it costs tens of millions of dollars, sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars, just to get a Senate seat. So, corruption and scandal is the name of the game, and you yourself will never ever meet your congressman or your senator, because you are not a billionaire, and you are not a banker, and so you have no representation, and you have no country. The Middle East has become a powder keg, especially the area which is a part of North Africa. Protests have intensified as clashes spread all the way across the Middle East. And the troops in all of these countries from Iraq to Egypt are clashing with students who are rioting. And there have been demonstrations in Yemen and Gabon and in other areas like Morocco. People are sick and tired of what's going on in the Middle East. But you know, it's pretty obvious that there's too many of these things happening at once. Just too many. There has to be some sort of coordination, and the best coordinator of the Middle East is, of course, the Mossad and the CIA. So if you think this is happening on its own, you better take another look at this. Now, the usual liars in our minority press, such as the New York Times, NBC, CBS, all of these big trade publications that are run by a minority of people who have their real country in Israel. These people want you to think that this is basically people acting on their own all over the Middle East. But that's not the case. That's not the case. Things that are political happen because it's been planned. It's been absolutely planned. Now, Egyptian police have been fighting protesters in these clashes, and the demonstrations in Yemen and Gabon have been fought also by police forces. So these authoritarian leaders, even Hosni Mubarak, the Egyptian president, who's been there for 30 years. Do you think the man's not a dictator? I mean, he's been there for 30 years. He hasn't been able to be taken out of office in 30 full years. Why do you think the Egyptians are rioting so easily? They're sick and tired of this little jerk that's still there. They don't want that man to be there. They're sick of him. They want something new. There's also some new waves of demonstrations that are underway. And Egypt under Mubarak, the great dictator, I'll call him a dictator, is warning of decisive measures to make sure that this revolution does not take place. And that means totalitarianism, killing, incarceration of people who are simply trying to make a peaceable change in government. Of course, there are operatives of the CIA and the Mossad. They're doing their work. Because chaos in the Middle East right now would be good for America. It would be good for Israel. Because America has constantly, under the banking system, been suffering from the depression that's going on now. And a world war, especially in North Africa, would be perfect to get the economy rolling again, to reinstitute the draft, to get people to line up here like the robots that we are. And we've done it before, and we could very easily do it again. Now, one of our great treacherous leaders here, who is Joe Biden, has said that Mubarak is no dictator and that he shouldn't step down. Well, Mr. Biden, you're the man who is friendly with the jerks that are running Afghanistan and Iraq. Why should we even listen to you? I mean, if these quasi-leaders who are corrupt in Iraq and Afghanistan are willing to talk to the cookie monster in Washington, why should we even listen to you? I mean, how dare you be friends with these dictators, and that's what these people are in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're also lapdogs to the United States and to the CIA. They don't represent their people. They represent America. They represent the banking industry, just like America does. That's what it's all about. Money for the rich and exploit the poor, suck all their oil out of the ground and leave them penniless. That's what it's all about, and that's what you're about, Mr. Biden. We know all about you. We know everything about you. We know that you're the person, Mr. Biden. You're the one who decided that Americans shouldn't be able to get rid of their debts once they're broke. You're the one who said that, well, even if you're broke, you have to pay off your debts, even if you file for bankruptcy. So, Mr. Biden, we know what you're all about. You're a heartless piece of junk. That's exactly what you are. You are just, you're a nothing person, sir. You should resign. You're anti-American. You're pro-bank. And you basically are worthless. Well, I guess that pretty much says it. The entire government is no friend of the American people. They've allowed this banking crisis to get out of hand. They haven't closed a single bank. They've allowed the banks to continue to do this in terms of foreclosures and all this other stuff they're doing. They're still making derivatives. They're lying about what they have. They're able to mark to markup, which is a false figure. The whole banking system is broken and needs to be discarded. There are other ways to have an economy operate than to have a bunch of rats like the Judeo-Bolsheviks running the banks. This is why we're at war all the time, is we allow the Judeo-Bolsheviks to determine everything that we do. And it's evil, it's vile, and it is wrong. Yeah, man, you're living in a great country here. You're being protected. You've got Biden there who decided that you shouldn't be allowed to discharge your debts when you're totally broken out of work. And so now, you know, when you go bankrupt in the Depression, I guess they're going to take your house away from you in order to pay for your credit cards. And of course, you refinanced your house because the banks told you that it was a smart thing to do, that you have all this equity, you might as well use it. So that's what you decided to do. It's exactly what you decided to do. And now that it's coming home to roost, it's your fault, not the bank. The bank's looking at you and saying, you owe us that money. We're going to foreclose on you. You look at them and say, well, you're the one that told me I should do this. Well, you're the one that was stupid enough to do it. We're going to foreclose on this on you. And then when they foreclose, they're going to get $5,000 or $10,000 from Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, to make more foreclosing on you. They'll get a fee for doing all the paperwork and handing it to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. So you're just out of lunch. You know, predatory capitalism is a wonderful thing. You know, it spanks the American people constantly, and you people go back and you suck up under these millionaire pigs. You just love it. You just love it when people screw you over. You just love it to have an IPAC, the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, start wars for you in the Middle East, where you have to pay trillions of dollars to support those wars. You were in a situation when Bush took over, they were saying that we were finally in a position where we could get rid of all of our debts. Well, of course, the banks didn't want us to get rid of all of our debts. You know why? Because if we got rid of all of our debts, guess what? The banks wouldn't make any money. The banks only make money when you're in debt and you're paying them interest for the debt that they give you a loan for. So, of course, we weren't going to get rid of our debt, and the banks made sure that we didn't. They got your congressman to go along with the 9/11 boondoggle, which was done by your own government, most likely. And then you started a war with it that you didn't want to start, but because of the 9/11 boondoggle, that was enough to make you fearful, so you started the war and you went along with it because you're stupid. You're an American. And they know how your mind works, and they know that the bank-owned newspapers will tell you what to think, and they'll do exactly what the government wants, because there really is no freedom of press in America. I had my newspaper up there. Did you watch news? They tried to incarcerate me just for telling the truth. So I know what this country is all about, and you need to know what it's all about, too, because it's not what you think it is. You go to www.AmericanUSSR.com and read the bad news that's being assembled there. You will have an eye-opener. You will have an eye-opener. If they can keep this war going, if they can expand it all over Northern Africa and get the United States in there, then there's a chance for a big world war, which will make the banks a lot of money. It'll impoverish the United States, but eventually the United States might actually make some money off of it, and if Europe gets embroiled in it as well, then the bankers, not only in America, but in Australia and England, Germany, Russia, will be able to bring multiracial people into their countries on the pretext that they're needed to make war materials for the world war. And then the countries will become even more balkanized than they are now. America's totally balkanized now. They have brought in people at the behest of the bankers in New York. They bring in Nigerians, Somalians. They bring in Indians, Japanese, Chinese, you name it. As long as they're not European, they bring them in here. They bring them in here. If they're European, they're going to be Jewish, and they're going to go up to Brighton Beach and talk in Russian and laugh their asses off at how we've allowed them to destroy our country. Same way that the Russians, Christians in Russia, allowed them to destroy Christianity there, to kill the Tsar, who was the one person that tried to protect Christianity. And with their newspapers, they've been able to lie to people, to deflect criticism, and to have their way with us, which is what they're doing right now, because they own almost all of the media, 95% of it. And they've been able to make you into their little puppet. That's all you are. You're their little puppet. They run your country. They've stolen it from you. They've stolen it from you. They've stolen the money out of the Federal Reserve and put it in their own pocket and kept it from you so that you're poor and they're rich. And they're stealing everything from you. And you, as an American, you're going to allow them to do it because you've been so well educated in schools that were formed under the rules of John Dewey, a communist who started the National Education Association in accordance with the Marxist agenda. They have been able to put you in a classroom with a teacher who is a leader, sort of like Stalin, who tells you exactly what to do in your class. If you go do anything against a teacher, you end up in the principal's office, and you have to stay after school, and you don't get to do things you want to do. So you have been broken down, beaten down, and destroyed day by day in your classrooms, day by day. And now here you are. You read all this propaganda from your newspapers. You listen to it off of TV. That's why you have a black president, was all the shows you watched, like 24. The rest of them, they always had black presidents. Black presidents. So when Obama ran, it was like, oh, I've seen that for a decade or two on my television. Black presidents all the time. You know, the last big movie, 2012, about the end of the world, had Danny Glover as the president, staying behind in Washington to die nobly. And a black young scientist is the savior of the world. And the white man who represents the White House is a total jerk like Biden, who doesn't care about the people. But the black man does. Perfectly Jewish movie. Makes the black man look bad, makes the black man look good, makes him look noble, makes the white man look like a piece of crap. Yeah, that's the way it is. You know, like remember the movie Independence Day, when the aliens came down? Who saved the world? It was a Jew. It was a Jew that saved the world with his computer, flown up to the flying saucer by none other than a black man. And the final sacrifice was made by a white drunk who flew his airplane up the ass end of a flying saucer when it was getting ready to bomb the base down below where his children were. And so the white drunk saved the day. The perfect Jewish movie. The white man looks like crap. The Jewish person is noble. The black person's noble. And you and I, the majority of the country, are a piece of crap. That's a Jewish movie for you. That's the way they make them. They make most of them that way. I was in a theater not too long ago with a friend, and they were showing these previews of movies, and in each one, the white people were asking a black person what they could do to improve their life in these trailers for these movies. And everybody in the audience, including the blacks, were laughing because it was so obvious that it was so stupid. They knew what was going on. You may flim-flam us, but we know what you're doing. We know exactly what you're doing. And you know what? It's time for you to go. It's time for you bankers to go. You like Israel? Go to Israel. Get out of here. Don't ruin our country anymore. We've had more than enough of you. You know, I think the Iraq War was enough. Watching you kill people in Lebanon a few years ago, that was enough. And knowing that you took over the Soviet Union and killed 65 million Christians there and hit it because you own your newspaper, so you didn't tell us what was happening. You are a danger to America. You are a threat to our national security. And you need to leave. You know, we can't have people like you inside of our gates here doing these things to us. You know, you people are absolute traitors to the majority of the people in this country. And you're the ones that brought these immigrants in here to balkanize us and to make us uncomfortable. It made you comfortable because you're a minority and you just loved bringing other minorities in here to make us uncomfortable because you're sadistic and you hate us. And we know that. And I think we know what to do with you, and that is to deport you. We've had enough of you. And we can't even have a government unless you're deported because you own all of our congressmen if we don't get rid of you, because you're not going to stop doing this, if we don't get rid of you and get you out of here and get you into Israel, take your banks, because they're bankrupt anyway, and we paid enough money for them now, we need to get you out of here. You're dangerous to us, and you need to go. You just need to go. Well, I'd like to ask people for donations to keep this program going. And I'd also like to ask you to let people all over the web know that AmericanUSSR.com is here, and it's well, and it's giving the truth about what's going on in America, how America doesn't believe in civil rights, that it does just the opposite. It says it likes civil rights, but it does just the opposite. It has assembled a group of Bolsheviks to be in charge of our news and our media, our movie studios, our news studios, newspapers, etc. And that's wrong. These are 2% of the country, and they're controlling the media for 98%, and that's not a democracy. That's a totalitarianism. And we just can't allow that any longer. We have to protect ourselves from these people who are dangerous to us, and who started that war in Iraq. And since they run the banks, and the banks need to have wars in order to make money so they can loan money to the warring countries and get interest from it, because they don't make money if they don't get any interest. These banks are a total danger. And in the hands of 2% of the people, who are a tribe by themselves, and of a different religion than the people in this country, why, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely stupid that you would allow that to happen. Now, you talk about a threat to your security, that's it. And these were also the people that started the Soviet Union. Duh, do you get a clue? Do you see how dangerous they've been? Do you want this to continue? Are you going to do it until you're absolutely destroyed? You're becoming destroyed now. Most of your industry has been sent to China and to other countries. And you're having to compete with peasants who work in rice fields. And you stupid idiots are still going along with this. What is wrong with you? How could you allow this to happen? You know, get the blinders off your eyes and get to work and get these folks out of the media for starters. Get the banks closed. You know, get some new way of doing things. You don't need banks to give out money that's printed freely by the Federal Reserve. You could go to the IRS and get the money for your house or your car without having to pay any interest. There's no reason for you to pay interest when your government's providing the money for free to the banks. Why should they get interest on money they got for free? Don't you see something wrong is going on here, something really wrong and unethical? Let's get some ethics back in this country. Let's get these folks deported. Let's confiscate their money, their banks, etc. Get them out of here. They're never going to stop doing this. The rich will never stop exploiting the poor. You have to get them out. They're no good for our country whatsoever. I know, you think they're good for your country, but have you ever seen a rich man working in a factory producing anything of value? No. All you do is see him at the bank pulling the money out after you earned for him. Come on, don't be stupid. You know, figure it out for once before it's too late. Because the time is running out. Your government has passed the Patriot Act. They've gotten rid of your constitutional guarantees. They're going to incarcerate you next. They're going to put you into FEMA camps. You're going, and then it'll be too late. It'll be too late. You'll be behind bars. There's nothing you'll be able to do about it. And then they'll start executing you. It's not going to be pretty. You're going to have to stop it before it starts. I want to thank you for listening. Please post that AmericanUSSR.com is up and running, and that people can find anything negative they want about the United States. And tell them, look, when the United States is talking, you know they're lying. And when you go to the AmericanUSSR.com, you see a history of lie after lie after lie after lie. Gulf of Tonkin, USS Maine, all of these things were started to to start wars with false flag operations. Everything the president said at the State of the Union address was a lie. Everything. When his lips were moving, you knew he was lying, and the same was true of Biden and everybody else up there. And all those congressional whores, all 500 of them, were there up there applauding in their $800 Armani suits. This country has gone to hell in a handbasket. Look what you have up there. You have all that trash up there in the Senate and the House. They're absolutely trash. They're there to support the banks and not support you. No wonder your country's in trouble. All right. There's a donation button. You can go to the donation page and send me some money. Even if it's only $5 or $10, send something. Keep this program alive. And make sure that people know that they can go to AmericanUSSR.com to find the truth about all the lies that America has spilled over the past 250 years. Thank you, and you have a nice day.